Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today, over the phone, we're joined by Emery County Commissioner Jordan Leonard. Commissioner Leonard, I love having you on here. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Hey, you bet. Thanks, Aiden.
And you know, it's been a busy few weeks down in Emery County, and yesterday's commission meeting was packed to the brim. And I think a good place for us to start, we'll start on kind of the lighter side of things, warm up into it. But again, donation requests were approved in yesterday's commission meeting. This time it was for the EHS Student Council. They're going to be attending the Trailblazer Leadership Conference down in St. George.
Yeah, we really support our youth in leadership activities. You know, those trainings, they're able to bring back their knowledge and benefit the community in a lot of different ways. So I'm excited to be able to support them in their training.
And you know, that's been the consistent theme for these donations you guys have been making the past few go-rounds, is that these are things that are gonna, that kids are going to go out, learn, and bring a lot of valuable information back to the community. You're helping train that next later or the next generation of leaders in our community. And I think that's a great investment to be making.
Yeah, I think so, too. And some other cool things that they did is they brought some activities back to the high school that they learned with. I think they did some graduation stuff that was fun, some different leadership activities that, you know, what they learn rubs off on our community, and felt like that was a good thing to support.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with supporting the youth. So again, they made that donation to the EHS Student Council. Now, a big bulk of the meeting yesterday came down to planning and zoning concerns and just matters that dealt with that. So I think a good place to kind of start, because we don't need to necessarily dive into what these issues were for these people, but I think it's going to be, people want to know what the behind the scenes process looks like. So if someone comes to the commission or the planning and zoning board with a dispute, what's that process look like in trying to solve this for the commissioners?
Yeah, so we appreciate when people come to us and express concern. So we've got a few things that we're dealing with, and I don't want to ramble on, but you know, housing's always a concern, and so you know, getting people in homes. We don't have a lot of homes for sale here in Emery County, and people want to live here. So you know, they're doing different creative things to try to live here, whether it's trailers or things. So working with planning and zoning to say, hey, what is permissible and permittable to for housing concerns. We also have other ideas of where to put potential commercial businesses or small businesses that are looking to grow. And so we have a lot of discussions that we need to have with our planning and zoning commission, as well as the commissioners, to say, hey, this is our plan moving forward. We do want slow growth for the community. If we're not slowly growing, then there or moving backwards. So we want slow, sustainable growth, and we need our ordinances to surround that. And things change. That's the tough part, is these things change, and we're trying to adapt to what's moving into our community.
And it's a real balancing act that you guys have to try and go through as well, trying to balance the community interest as well as some commercial in business, because like you said, if we're not moving forward, even just forward slowly, then we're moving backwards. So it's important to try and balance these matters and the opinions of the community on these things.
Correct. Yeah, we want to be proactive and progressive, but we also, our community likes to stay small. But we still want people to move back home, our youth, our people that have maybe retired and live somewhere else and they want to move back home. We need to have opportunities where we are growing our housing market so that people can live here and we have some growth.
You know, as someone who moved away and moved back, I really enjoy my time being back in Emery County. So I really hope other people can enjoy that as well. And that's what you guys are trying to work through with these. And that kind of leads us right into our shout out that we like to do. And we figured going right along with this, it'd be good to kind of shout out the Planning and Zoning Board, because that's a body that people know exists, but they might not know what the purpose of that board is. So Commissioner, can you just explain to us, what does the Planning and Zoning Commission really do?
Yeah, so we review conditional use permits. The board reviews concerns that are happening. Currently, we're going through our general plan, adapting to different state statutes, different codes that we have to put into our general plan. We're also looking at revamping some ordinances to make sure that we're in line with today's growth and today's world, I guess. So, yeah, a lot of things that we discuss there are some concerns with the citizens that we deal with, but there's also some pretty cool things that we deal with businesses, with permitting. You know, there are some subdivisions and different things that are happening. So, yeah, we get to deal with a lot of land use when people want to do things in the county. We don't deal with anything inside city limits. We just deal with county property, whether it's owned by the county or private is in the county. But we do land use decisions through that board. So.
And one of those terms that gets thrown around a lot in planning and zoning, like you said, is a conditional use permit. For people who might not know, what is a conditional use permit?
Yeah, a conditional use permit is if there's something that you want to do on your property, we just want to make sure that what you're doing is permissible and allowable. If you're storing things like tires or oil, we want to make sure that you know, it doesn't turn into a junkyard or hazard to the community. So we try to put conditional uses on there to make sure that, you know, it's not only good for visual aspects, but keeping the community healthy, whether it's noise or things like that. So those conditional use permits are saying, hey, you can do your business. There's a few things that we, you know, let's work together on to make sure that the community stays clean or healthy for others around that facility. So,
and then I think the big item we want to close on is a public hearing you guys coming up on June 17th at 5 p.m. in the commission chambers at the Emory County Administration Building. But you guys are doing a public hearing about nuclear industries in Emory County. You guys want public input on this, whether or not you want to push aggressively to bring this industry into the county.
Yeah, so many of you are probably aware of the announcement over the weekend that they're looking to do nuclear through the President of the United States, there was an executive order to do more research into nuclear power, and our facility in Emory County was chosen as one of those facilities to dig deeper into nuclear power, potential manufacturing of many nuclear units. So as that information came down the pipe, we wanted to make sure that the community, so it wasn't a top-down approach, it's, hey, what does the community feel about it? If they're okay with nuclear industries, us as a commission, we need to pursue it and be aggressive in trying to create jobs and industry in that sector for the community. So we want to get public input. And so that date, if you're interested, will be at the county courthouse or the county administrative building. And that will be May 17th. At between 5 and 7 o'clock. You're more than welcome to come. We'll start the meeting at 5 o'clock.
You know, it's a great way to get in touch with your elected officials because they want to learn from their constituents. They want to know what the community wants. And the best way for them to do that is by hearing directly from the community. And again, that public hearing coming up on June 17th at 5 p.m. in the Emory County Commission Chambers at 75 East Main Street in Castledale. Now, Commissioner Leonard, unfortunately, we are running out of time. But is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Yeah, just a quick thought. There's been some comments about, you know, the school district and the county. We are two separate entities. We support each other. We're both elected. But the county functions on its own budget and its own bylaws and rules, as well as the school district. And I know a lot of people try to tie us in to being the same entity, but we respect them. They respect us. We try to work together on projects, but you know, we don't want to, you know, have friction there. I know there's a few people in the community that are trying to separate us, but we're partners. We support each other, and we want to do the best for our community and our youth. We really support our youth and everyone in our community, I just wanted to let the community know that we are two separate entities, but we support each other.
Well, Commissioner Leonard, always a pleasure to have you on here. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Emory County Commissioner Jordan Leonard. We were talking about what's happening over in Emory County. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.